Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. It is 4 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon, Sue Thomas, Fred Bottomer. Who watched the fight on Friday night?
I did.
You did watch it.
I did.
Stayed
up late.
Did you stay through the first four to get to it, or did you?
I joined in the middle of the last preliminary fight, where the two women.
And this
boxing
is what I want to talk about. I'm so glad that you watched that because just so I can kind of run down my scenario, which might have been a little unique compared to other people, although maybe not so. So we're in Howard County near Fayette and Harrisburg, where I hunt at my friend Kevin Yeager's farm, and we don't have Wi-Fi up there, but we barely have cell service. But we have a couple of areas where you can put the phone, get a text out, stuff like that.
Right.
And there's one area that's relatively near the front door that if you put the phone right outside the window and you do a hotspot, you can get some streaming. So we did that on Friday night. And I got in, I think, maybe 8:45 because I left after the show. And they were trying to watch the preliminaries, but it was locking up a lot.
It's awful.
But we thought, now here's where I have difficulty. We thought it was all because of the hotspot.
Sure.
Then I start getting text messages. Even producer Emeritus Dave Klein sent a message that said, well, it was actually a meme of Mike Tyson. And I guess this was a system-wide issue, right?
Yep, it was. And they said that it just kept freezing and buffering. It was like the old school dial-up. Was that what a good description,
Fred? Oh, yeah.
Fred?
It was
pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Real bad.
So now I lack perspective because I'm guessing that our situation was worse than yours. You know, it was kind of double up because we were challenging ourselves with the hotspot. We'd have to back up, you know, out of the app, and then we'd reload it again. But let me just say this, because I didn't see any of the Tyson Jake Paul fight. I went to bed. We were all sitting around, and it's like 11 o'clock, maybe 10:45. We thought, look, this thing's going to go after midnight if it right. goes the whole time, and we all had to go out to slay deer in the morning. But the fight before the big one between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano was amazing. Now, I used to be a pretty big boxing fan. I think a lot of us did back in the day, especially when Tyson was at his prime. We talked on Friday about the Rumble in the Jungle. But these two women, this was in a light, I think maybe a light featherweight competition, and it was a hell of a match. And the other
really?
Thing is the judges awarded to the wrong person.
I think there was like 145-pound you know, category.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were so many punches thrown.
Wow.
Katie Taylor from Ireland beat Amanda Serrano, and it was unanimous. But I'm telling you, if you watched that fight, you would
right.
have thought Serrano won. And
well,
Katie Taylor was
heck?
Headbutting. You know, this is what happens in fighting. Now, one of us said the other night, and somebody said, well, how much are these women getting fighted, you know, getting paid? Because Jake Paul's getting $40 million, Tyson's getting $20. You want to take a stab? How much were the women in this fight?
50
Katie Taylor,
grand.
Fred?
I'll say $500,000.
The people at the deer camp the other night were like you. They're like, I don't know, they'd probably make $100,000. Katie Taylor got $6 million. Amanda Ooh. Serrano, who lost, got $8 million. And one of the reasons is Jake Paul, I think,
right.
manages Amanda Serrano. But they were compensated extremely. And good for them.
Yeah.
And for those people who, I don't know, I guess you can go back and watch this on Netflix. based on my history watching prize fights, that was a hell of a boxing match. It was really, really good. I don't know how it compared to Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, but that fight beforehand on the undercard was really, really good.
Yeah, I don't know how they stayed standing all that time.
I know. Well, and then Serrano was, this is another thing that was great. They're standing side by side in the aftermath doing an interview, and Serrano's like, yeah, she headbutts. This is what she does. She cheats. She got a point deduction for a headbutt.
Right.
So, man, I'll tell you what, if they fight again in his pay-per-view, I would pay for the fight.
I'll be darned.
That's how good it was. Now, what did you think of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, Fred? Because I have no way to judge that.
I thought it was a little bit boring. I thought the first round was exciting because I think Tyson landed some punches. And then from there on out, it was just kind of dancing for the rest
Fred,
of the rounds.
Did it look like he had no stamina, Tyson, or was it?
I'd give him credit for going all those rounds.
He's 30 years older.
Yeah, he's 58.
I give him credit. I also kind of give credit to Jake Paul for not beating up an old guy.
And he said something about that today. He was like, you know, I don't want to.
I love this, though. Let me go back in time. This is before the fight, okay? But this is a, I think this kid's in eighth grade, this little girl. And she's asking Mike Tyson a question, and this happens.
In your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
The kid had no idea. But I guess he was kind of honest in his answer, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the upside.
That was pretty honest. Yeah.
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, my. Mike Tyson with the children.
You know, the funny thing about the fight was I went into it watching the fight, knowing I've seen a lot of Tyson fights, never even really knew who Jake Paul was. My sons went into the fight knowing all about Jake Paul, but never having seen Mike Tyson.
And that makes a lot of sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It does. Did the one thing I found interesting with the ladies is the entrance into the arena was, I think, longer than the fight.
Probably.
Wow. A lot of shows. And by the way, on the topic of fighting, we should mention this, Fred, because Guns N' Roses is coming up on Wednesday night. Of course, that's legendary here in St. Louis, and we're going to talk about that and promote that a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, right about this time.
Awesome. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, Fred sent me this story this morning, and I thought it was interesting that they talked about, after the fight, searches for boxing classes have increased by 1,212%. And I just think it's funny that every time something like that happens, that people are like, you know what, I think I can do that. Let me get a boxing class. 1,212% increase in searching for it. And that's just in the last 30 days. And it's obviously inspired by this fight itself. Now, someone I know has done boxing. It might have been Michael. Anyway, he said it is the most difficult workout you will ever do is boxing. So if you want a good workout, it's nuts.
I did it, and this goes back 3 years ago. I did it with our friend Vance Crow with VR goggles on.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you something. That was a hell of a workout.
See?
Just doing it by yourself with VR.
Yes.
So, yes, I believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the peoples will get in shape. I'm thinking one class and that's it, but that's just me being negative about it. Okay, it's National Vichyssoise Day. Anyone? It's cold potato soup. You like that, Fred?
No.
Yeah, uh-huh. Let's see. And it's cold out. I thought, ew.
I might like that, but I don't know if I've really ever had it, good Vichy Soir.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure
that that exists.
Right.
I'm sure someone thinks it does. I am not that person.
Well, I like a potato soup, but it's the cold aspect of that. Right, exactly.
With some cheddar in there. It's a little green onion.
You know, you mentioned this earlier. I don't even know if it was on the air, but it's so gloomy today. And you mentioned just a bowl of soup,
really
a hot cup of soup or chili tonight. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. If somebody would come and make it for me, I'd even have to go pick it up.
I'm with Sue. Well, back in the day in radio, you could say something like that and someone would deliver it. And it doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Damn it.
I know. The U.S. Postal Service, which may not exist after Trump, announced a Betty White stamp is coming next year, and it's very cute. She's honored for being a television icon for 7 decades in her animal advocacy. It's been almost 3 years since she passed away. You remember that? It was only 18 days away from her 100th birthday.
That's right.
Oh, and we were all so excited. Well, they've got other stuff. Let's see, 2025 designs. But the Appalachian Trail and a 1794 Compass Road and a snake for the Lunar New Year. What? Okay. Hmm. All right. And they also have a new Popeye horror movie out. You know, they did this for Winnie the Pooh and they take all the stuff and destroy it. So now that's what they're doing for Popeye.
Now, if I remember correctly, the reason that they did it with Winnie the Pooh is because the copyright or the trademark had expired, right? So they were able to go in and do something that traditionally had not been done.
And I'm not sure if that's the case for this one, but the new Popeye horror movie has got an evil Popeye menacing a bunch of counselors trying to open up a summer camp.
Popeye the Slayer Man.
Fred, were you a big Popeye guy back in the day? I mean,
no. Uh-uh.
We all kind of saw them because they always would play with the cartoons, but it was never...
No.
Nobody went out and dressed like him.
No.
It's described as, quote, raunchy and gory slasher where Popeye attacks a group of counselors. It sounds awful, but I hate all movies that are like that, so that's just what my thoughts are. All right, it's time to get out your hairspray and your spandex, people. The Ultimate Classic Rock ranked the top 40 glam metal songs. Now, this isn't really our specific, love the glam metal, but I'm going to play the top three anyway, actually, Marcus, but it's worth mentioning this. They did not include Van Halen or Guns N' Roses because they consider that to be traditional rock. All right, number 5 is Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. Number 4 is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. This is number 3, it's Rat.
Round and Round?
Yeah.
The big song back in the day?
It was.
Yeah, so this one fits, I think, for sure.
Fred, do you like Rat?
No.
I don't either.
But you like the song, don't you? Out on the streets. You gotta like this one. I like that one. I don't use it as a bump, but I'm going to give props to Rat.
All right, fine. And then number 2 is Motley Crue, and I did not know this song. It's Kickstart My Heart.
You don't know this song?
No.
Oh, yeah, the big one. Whenever we talk about Motley Crue, I always have to refer to what I believe is the greatest piece of American literature ever created, and it's called The Dirt by Motley Crue, and it is just fantastic. It's one of the best books you'll ever, ever read. They did a movie. I like the movie, too, but The Dirt is the story of Motley Crue told through the lens of each of the members, and they all tell it very differently. And there's a bit of sex, there's a little bit of drugs, there's a little bit of rock and roll, as you might imagine. But I'm telling you, fantastic book.
Interesting. I mean, the fact that you read it makes me go, wait.
Well, that's, I know.
That's
rock and roll biographies, I do that. But I'm telling you, great. I'm putting it up there with, some of the greatest pieces of To Kill a Mockingbird and things like that. The Dirt is right up there.
Well, sure, especially since I only have one headphone here and I thought you said Dirk. Okay. And finally, this one, which I actually love, is Photograph by Def Leppard, number 1. And that would be the Ultimate Classic Rock Glam Metal Songs. Number 1 is Photograph. I love it.
So I kind of put Def Leppard in a bit of a different category than the other hair bands.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How do you define glam?
Okay, now they showed the video of this. Well, they showed it. I just looked it up on YouTube to grab the audio. And they got some hair flying around, but it's not the glam stuff with the makeup and the stuff of Rat. And the other stuff. But yeah. And so, Bon Jovi, you know, that's in there too.
Would Kiss have been in there?
Yeah, Kiss is in there, but they have songs that are much lower. Yep, so we'll see. Glam rock, does Def Leppard qualify? I don't know.
I don't think so. It's those late, because they were early 80s. I'm putting, you know, Rat totally fits. And
yes.
Then there's a couple others that I can't, like Pantera and some of these others I can't really think of.
Pantera.
Right.
Right. Which, of course, just makes me think of pizza. But that's just a local reference. All right. A poll found the average person, and I think this is true, spends 40 minutes a day wishing they were somewhere else or thinking about their next vacation. That might be low for some people, especially if you get close. The average is 4 hours, 42 minutes a week. Now, I think that sounds high. Do you spend 4 hours and 42 minutes a week thinking about your next vacation or wishing you were...
Let me think here. I do the show is 3 hours a day. It's probably 90 minutes during the show that I think about that. In fact, I'm going to talk about Greece here in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, I'm going to rate that as true, Sue.
All right, that's fine. Number five, what they think about is camping. That has never occurred to me, the daydreaming about camping.
Never, ever happened. No,
nope.
Nor will it.
No. Number four, being on an island. Okay, all right. Number three, in the mountains. All right. Number two, on a road trip. I love a road trip. But number one, of course, where people think of themselves. Where do you think, Fred? Mark, you know
no idea.
It's having sex.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the answer.
On a beach. They may be doing that on a beach. But that's number one. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I'm going to go with this one. Okay. The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator. But Robert Zemeckis worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so they changed it to
Damn
a DeLorean.
It.
Isn't that wild?
If we would have Bob Gale back in the studio, we could ask him about that.
Yes.
But that is very interesting. Yeah, like the FTC would have gotten involved, right?
Right.
And said, you can't do that
exactly.
In that movie. That is really interesting. Thank you, Sue, for that random fact here on a Monday. And thank you for putting Rat into our heads and stuff like that as well. Foreigner doesn't qualify in that group either. We're coming back with a whole lot more, including newly elected member of Congress, Bob Onder. I have the, he's kind of a friend, although I know him, Stephen Watts. We go back a few years. He is a history professor at Mizzou. He's coming in here because he's written a brand new book. He's going to be at the St. Louis County Library on South Lindbergh tonight, Citizen Cowboy, Roy Rogers and the American People. Steve's great. He has written several books, including one on Hugh Hefner. We'll have to share some stories about that because he got to hang out at the Playboy Mansion a bunch back in the day. He's coming in here after 5 o'clock. We got Matt Pauly from the KMOX side, pinch hitting for Cusimano, who is off on this Monday afternoon. One of the newest members to Congress from Missouri is Bob Onder, who just won his race in the 3rd District. I believe he's in Washington getting his orientation right now. Congressman Onder, how are you this afternoon?
Really well, Mark. Great to be back.
Is it too early to say that because you haven't been sworn in, but this has got to be a fun time?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm right.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like all orientations, there are some very routine, mundane things. But the best thing is getting to, filling out some paperwork and all that. But the greatest thing is getting to know some of my fellow members. It's really an exciting time to be here in Washington.
Have you gone through your DEI training yet, Bob?
You know, we just had that today. Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, right?
Yeah. So a lot of things though are oriented toward constituent service, toward managing the members' budget, managing employees, and it's really that's important stuff. So
Do you have any relationship by any chance? Well, not only with Wesley Bell, but with any other members of the delegation on either side. Do you have relationships that you forged there?
Sure, really. I know all the members of the delegation. Wesley Bell, fairly recently, he and I have spent a fair amount of time together here in this orientation.
Right.
But actually, we went to a Mizzou football game last weekend together. So, yeah, I'll just say regarding Wesley, we have a big upgrade there.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the reason I bring it up is because one of the things that somebody told me, I can't remember if it was Jason or somebody else, that said that, you know, members of the delegation try to get together on a regular basis across the state, and Corey was one that never did that. So, you know, I think it is important. Yeah. You have differences with people. They're on the other side. They're going to fight for what they believe in, but they represent Missouri, and it would be nice if everyone – I hope he's an upgrade. I still have some questions about that, but I hope you're right on Wesley Bell. Do you – go ahead.
There are so many things about being a congressman that aren't partisan. And many times, you know, a constituent calls the wrong office. So you want to get them in touch with the right person at Wesley Bell's office or Jason Smith's office or Ann Wagner's office. And then their interests, transportation infrastructure, appointments to service academies, veterans benefits, the cross-party lines.
Right,
I think that
stuff's important. That is important. So how do committee assignments work moving forward, and what interest do you have there?
Yeah, we really do. This is the time where we're kind of working that out right now. There's a committee called the Steering Committee, at least for the Republican congressmen, that it's a subset of Republican congressmen who some have votes on the committee by nature of being speaker or floor leader. Others are elected. For instance, Jason Smith is running for the Steering Committee, and that committee assigns members to committees, and actually those elections are being held this week, and Jason Smith is running for that committee. I hope he makes it. Obviously terrific member of our delegation. Long term, I'd like to join my good friend Jason Smith on the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah.
I had a big interest in tax policy and of course health care when I was in the Missouri Senate, but that is a committee freshman very rarely get. So I'm looking at education and workforce. I'd like to join Jim Jordan on judiciary.
Yeah, a lot of options there. Ways and Means, a good goal. There's no doubt the tax writing committee is very important. It's nice to have Jason there as the chair. Along those lines, you know, one of the things I think that was undercovered by our legacy media, Bob, in this election is that everyone's taxes go up unless Congress does something, right?
Absolutely true. Yeah, the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the so-called Trump tax cuts, those are huge. And every time Democrats talk about taxes, they like to demagogue it, tax cuts for the rich. But, you know, the average family of four in the 3rd Congressional District makes $77,600. They would see their taxes go up by $1,605. If the Trump tax cuts are allowed to expire, you know, the lowest tax bracket would see a 20% increase in their rates. The highest tax bracket would go all the way back up to the bad old days of 39.6%. This would have a huge economic impact on our district and on our state, on our country. So we really need to bring those times, those good times of low inflation, high economic growth, back to the United States, back to Missouri. And I think renewing the tax cuts is part of that. And the other big part of it is going back to a sane, sensible energy policy where we have affordable energy produced in the United States, and we just stop begging foreign dictators for oil. So it's a national security issue as well as an economic issue.
I spent a little bit of time, Congressman Bob Otter, incoming congressman with us. I spent some time in the last hour on an Andy Kessler column in the Wall Street Journal about DOGE, the Department of Government, you know, efficiency that Vivek and Elon are going to handle. I'm very excited about some possibilities because I think you really can do things. Now, it's not going to be easy, but if you had to take a scalpel to some areas of the federal government, where would you start?
Sure. I mean, first of all, Donald Trump can do a lot just by rolling back senseless Biden regulations. That's huge. Congress can use the Congressional Review Act more aggressively to cut regulations and prevent regulations from going into effect that the Biden administration puts in on their way out. Definitely, we need to look at areas where the Biden administration is over-regulating domestic energy. That's got to be one of the first. We've got to allow the Keystone Pipeline to go forward. We've got to renew the leases that the oil and gas leases that the Biden administration just senselessly canceled or delayed or stalled. But just everywhere in government, we see regulations burdening businesses and farmers and American families. You know, just this week, the FDA ordered the recall of, I forget the exact amount, but we're talking tons and tons and tons of butter because the labeling didn't say contains dairy. I mean, it's just the average American family pays at least $12,000 a year in regulatory costs, and much of it makes no sense at all. It's just bureaucrats growing and growing government and just ruthlessly using their own power to handicap the economy and American businesses.
Senate confirmation would be the path for the cabinet nominees, but do you have thoughts on Matt Gaetz and some of the other controversial appointees at this point, Bob?
Yeah, you know, I've only met Matt Gaetz once or twice. There is this, you know, House ethics investigation. I have no idea the merit or lack thereof of that. But I will tell you, Donald Trump has shown he really does mean to shake things up. It's not going to be business as usual in the Trump administration. I mean, I love the RFK Jr. Appointment. I mean, after what the Biden administration in this unholy alliance between pharma companies, between the various, you know, FDA, the various public health agencies, what they put the American people through, COVID vaccine mandates. I think RFK Jr. is going to be a great person.
Absolutely.
To shake things up.
I'm with you on that. Really, it's exciting. And I'm guessing that Speaker Johnson and others have emphasized, look, there's no time to waste, right, Bob? You got to get right to work here because we know that midterms are in 2 years. So you don't really have 4 years.
No, we really, the first 100 days is going to be crucially important. Again, at the top of that list will be securing the border, renewing the Trump tax cuts, cutting back on regulations and restoring a sane energy policy. I mean, the border, you know, to say that we've had an open border is an understatement, actually. We've been rolling out the red carpet for illegal aliens, including criminal illegal aliens. Lake and Riley's killer not only crossed our southern border illegally, but he stayed in a taxpayer-funded hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel. I mean, this is just absurd. Anyone who shows up to a port of entry and says the word asylum, they get a date 7 years from now. No, it's time to clean up this mess. Yes, we do need to detain and deport some people.
You have the opportunity to save the damn country, Bob Onder, and I think you know that. There's a big responsibility.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the orientation. We'll see you.
Thank you, Mark. I feel like God has given us one last chance. God
bless. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Let me, just because I forgot to play this audio earlier, we got Matt Pauley filling in for Cusumano this afternoon. We're going to touch a little bit on sports here in a second. But when I was talking about, and I'm trying to get Andy Kessler on, he was great in the Wall Street Journal this morning talking about DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, in different areas where you would, you know, take that scalpel. This is not an easy mission, but I think they got the right people involved for sure. And here's Vivek talking about the possibilities here with Doge.
Over $500 trillion that's spent every year right now was not even authorized by Congress in the first place. They can't even tell you where it goes. We've talked a big game for 40 years about cutting the federal government, about reducing the scope of the federal government. Politicians haven't been able to do it. And so Elon and I, we're not politicians. We're businessmen. We're coming at it from the outside.
40 years, he's right about that. That's what I talked about last week. That's why I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1984 and supported Republicans, and they have failed. Now, we know this is complicated. You need numbers in the House and Senate. Well, you got them now. What about the Pentagon?
The Pentagon has just failed its seventh consecutive audit, nearly $1 trillion of budget. They can't even tell you where it goes. So I think part of this is exposing for the public the extent of that rot and waste, but then to take steps first through executive action and then laying the groundwork for broader change through legislation as well to rein in that deficit, to rein in that budget.
Yeah, the latter is where it's going to be hard, because exposing the rot, that's pretty easy. We mentioned earlier Senator Coburn used to do it in Oklahoma with the pork list every year, and you know, there's a lot of fat. There is no doubt. We identify it on a regular basis. Getting rid of it permanently, a bigger challenge, but the right people are in the right roles for this job. We got Matt Pauly talking a little sports coming up. Matt Pauly's in here from the other side of the building in the Cardinals Radio Network, and we just started talking about food because food is good and food's fun to talk about, right?
It is good. It is fun to talk about.
Mainly it was because we saw this picture from the plane with Trump and RFK Jr. and Elon, and somebody else was in that picture too, and they were all eating
McDonald's. Was it the House Speaker?
McDonald's.
There?
Was it Mike Johnson?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all eating McDonald's. Make America healthy again, right?
Yeah, well, you could just see in RFK's face where he's like, please don't take this picture, please. Please don't take this picture.
Yep. But I was sharing with you. Now, you lived in Wisconsin, too, before you came back here. Culver's is a Wisconsin-based chain that's made quite, you know, they're across the country now. And certainly, I think they're even out west in some
they're
locations.
Everywhere.
They're in Vegas
yeah.
now. I love a Culver's burger. And,
Butter
you know, yeah, really good. But I hadn't had McDonald's burgers in a while. And about 3-4 months ago, my daughter was getting something from McDonald's. You know, we try not to do a lot of fast food. You know, you have kids. You have challenges there, too. And I'm like, you know what? Get me a quarter pounder, a double quarter pounder with cheese, because I get the double at Culver's. That thing was damn good. I was like, I've had another one since because I thought it was so good.
Wow.
So I had to go back to McDonald's.
I have not eaten a burger at McDonald's in years and years. I give McDonald's credit for something, though, because everything is so expensive. I went to Jimmy John's the other day and got three sandwiches. You know, me and my wife and
$35.
Yeah, $35, $40.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
It's insane. Taco Bell's the same way. The thing I actually appreciate about McDonald's, and I don't go there very often, if you use the app and you're spending more than $10, you can get 30% or 40% off on every single meal.
Wow,
they actually, they are keeping prices down.
I'm invoice McDonald's for the live read from Matt Pauly there.
They make those quarter pounders fresh. That's why your double was good.
Look, I'm sold, Sue. And the fries, you cannot say
well,
enough about
really
the fries.
Good. Yeah.
Let's talk a little sports here with Mr. Pauly. Dude, the Mizzou game. It was such a great game. I'm not even as disappointed in the loss as I thought I was going to be because the effort was incredible. And Brady looked heroic. Luther's catch at the end, the one-handed catch where we should have had the game, but it just wasn't enough, was it?
Yeah, it's funny. You think about this year and how disappointed you are after the BC performance and the Vanderbilt performance, and those are wins. And then you think about how you feel. I
feel better about this one.
Yeah,
I do. It's
absolutely.
Weird.
100% you should feel better about this one. South Carolina is playing as good a football as any like non-legitimate national championship contender out there. And for Mizzou to do what they did, that's a good day. And I think it says something about that team and about Coach Derrick.
I was in the woods for a good portion of it deer hunting. But when I got back in to watch the, I think I watched pretty much the whole fourth quarter. It was very entertaining. And so was the Chiefs game yesterday. Unfortunately, they get their first loss. The Bills are pretty good. That could be a team. Obviously, they face off each other or could potentially face off against one another in the playoffs here in a couple of months. This talk about the Chiefs going undefeated makes
it was
me
never
uncomfortable. Right.
No.
So you have a cushion because you blocked a field goal last week. So losing a game like this doesn't hurt you as much. Right now, it's about the seeding and trying to get home field. Now, the Bills might have something to say about that.
Yeah, but they're still perfect. You know, they've got one, they're one ahead in the loss column in terms of the Bills, and we'll see what happens there. I don't know about you. I thought it was a great NFL weekend. There were so many good games.
It was a great weekend for the NFL.
Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Last night,
the Packers game, which ended just like the Chiefs game.
Block.
Last night's the Chargers were down, 27-7?
Yeah, and then they end up losing, but they came all the way back. I can be a prisoner of the moment just like anybody, but I can't think of a better NFL weekend that we've had than what we've just
Matt,
experienced.
I'm glad you said that because, look, I'm a big fan. Having said that, tonight's game doesn't interest me at all because of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Same.
I don't care. So I'm going to watch something else tonight.
I've got three players that I'm going against from the Tech. I'm up like 50 points in my fantasy league this week, and I have nobody left, and my opponent has Stroud, Mixon, and their kicker.
Ooh,
so that's my
interest. You know who loves to talk about fantasy? Sue. She always, like on Mondays in particular, she's like, Mark, will you talk about your fantasy team? Because
I like football people, but when we get into the fantasy, come on.
You should play. There should be a 97-1 fantasy football league. Sue, you can be the commissioner even. Not only can you play, you can run the whole thing.
What does that mean?
See, that gets her interested when she's...
You make the rules for everybody else.
Really?
And you basically make everyone else angry
in
the league.
Rules.
I don't think I am. I tease her because she doesn't care, and most people don't care about their fantasy football teams. What's going on with the Blues right now, Paulie?
Yeah, so they just had a three-game road trip. They lost a game in overtime that they should have won. They won a game in overtime that maybe they should have lost, and they just flat-out lost yesterday to Carolina. I just don't think they're a very good team right now. They're a little bit less than what I thought they were going to be this year. They're 3 points out of a playoff spot, so it's not like they've been buried or anything. Robert Thomas is closer to returning, so that's good news. They made a move today, taking Kasperi Kapanen off the roster, so that would indicate that Thomas will be out for like 2 months, and it's going to be like 3 weeks that he's out if he's back as soon as everybody says he's going to be. So that's good news, and we'll see if they can get something off that.
Hey, is there a soccer game tonight in town?
Tonight?
Yeah, isn't there?
Is tonight the USA Jamaica thing over at City?
Yes.
Yeah, I should know.
Is that tonight? I just heard that there was a game.
I think you're right. I've talked about it a little bit. I forgot it's tonight. Yeah, so that's one of the why are you asking me soccer questions?
Well, I'm sorry, because I don't usually talk soccer, so that's my fault. You can just ignore it.
It's the U.S.
I'll act like I didn't even say it.
I know it's the U.S. men's national team, and it's one of their non-World Cup year tournaments, like Copa or whatever it's called, and it's like qualifying round for that.
Right. I was just asking for the audience that cares because I'm not a soccer person either. Although, I'm not going to really watch NFL tonight. Hey, did you watch the fight the other night?
I did.
What did you think of that? We talked about that. Look, here's what I said earlier because I thought it was fantastic. The fight beforehand with the women was
great.
Incredible boxing. It really was. That was, and I'm sitting here watching in Howard County. We were using a hotspot. I had no idea that the rest of the country was struggling because we thought we were just struggling.
Okay.
But Fred watched the Jake Paul and the Tyson, said it was kind of boring.
It was very boring. Tyson looked every bit his age. I'll tell you what, though. I saw some of those videos of Tyson training, and he looked limber and quick. And there were a couple times in the first two rounds where he had Paul backing up, and he didn't go in. And I just have to – I'm a conspiracy theorist sometimes. I think those two guys just had a gentleman's agreement on this thing that they were going to go ahead and just play this thing out.
Matt, why would they do that when $60 million is on the line between the two of them? Yeah, it seems like maybe they did. But he's got a 30-year advantage on Mike Tyson, so he's lucky he didn't kill him, right?
I guess. It was very disappointing. Everybody's worried now about Netflix carrying two Christmas Day games because they couldn't handle...
good reason.
Yeah, they couldn't handle that.
Oh, they're supposed to do the Christmas...
Yeah, the Steelers are playing.
They've got two games on Christmas Day.
Okay, but they also have... like 6 weeks,
and
right?
They're starting. I'm not a wrestling guy, but they're starting WWE Raw. But that may not be till January, so that might be after those Christmas Day games. But here's the weird. So Netflix is good at everything except live stuff, like Peacock, Hulu, Amazon. They can all do live. Apple,
but Amazon had to figure it out. I don't think they had a debacle like this. But there's a learning curve.
Anytime
here.
Netflix tries to do something live, it's bad. There was some reality show that they tried to do something on a while back,
and there was a Chris Rock special that they did. And
they better get it figured out by Christmas because that will be a disaster.
People are gonna go nuts.
Yep.
If people cannot watch their football games on Christmas Day, that will not be a good
thing.
That's
what the NBA is rooting for. They want the NFL just to die on Christmas Day so everybody goes back to watching basketball.
I don't think it's going to happen. Look, next week's incredible, too, because you got three games on Thursday, and then you got the game with the Chiefs on Friday against the Raiders, and then Mizzou on Saturday against Arkansas, which could have been a really interesting game when you think about it. But now, this is the other thing about this Mizzou season, as you know. Not a bad season, right? When you look at the wins and losses, maybe ends up with just three losses, but you feel like it's a disappointment because you're not in the CFP.
Yeah, and that's one of the bummers about the expansion of the college football playoff. One of the few bummers. I like the expansion, and it's made so many more games mean so much more. Like last weekend when Ole Miss and Georgia were playing. If Ole Miss loses that game, they're out of contention. You know, there's so many games over the course of the year where it's an elimination game. So it's almost like the playoff is going on throughout the season.
I think it's it puts a lot more on the line. And I love the fact, and we'll see how long something like this lasts, but that there's a team like Indiana in the mix right now. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're really good.
The non-traditional powerhouses. And this is what we like about the NCAA, you know, basketball tournament as well. You got somebody that can come in there, at least make a little noise for a while, which is exciting. Matt, thank you so much.
You bet.
We'll talk soon. We'll talk maybe when Netflix figures out live streaming the NFL. We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.